Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Last night, a Capital scored his second goal of the season. You've got to know who that Capital was and be the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. And you're going to win our pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Senators November 22nd, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in throughout the week listening to G&D here on The Fan. The details are available online now at thefandc.com. So call in and win those tickets if you want to go see the Capitals. Thanks to Rick Snyder for joining us on Grant and Danny last segment, talking about his column on thefandc.com about the Redskins needing to draft a running back. So a couple of things. First of all, I know he said that it's too hard to project right now what's going to happen at quarterback, and he's right. I would be okay with drafting a running back if Kirk Cousins is still here. I think that if he is not here, it makes it a lot harder to do so. And here is my logic and thinking on that. If Kirk Cousins is still here, either because you franchised him for a third time, which they're not going to do, or you transitioned him and you slap the tran tag on him and make him a free agent, it means that now you've got a long-term deal done with him, and you retained him because he signed, let's say, $28 million a year
over
with
X number of years, yeah.
And you match that offer, and now he's yours. If he's here, though, and you want to draft a running back, I think you can do that because maybe you feel like, well, you know, we're a running game away from winning 10 or 11 games. That's been the flaw. Our defense is going to improve. Our offense is going to improve. We're going to turn the ball over less. We're going to put less pressure on Cousins. It's going to put less pressure on the development of Doxson. In other words, the most ripple effects to hope the most guys in our locker room is this draft pick of this one position. It's running back. And if we got, let's say, if I'm talking as Doug Williams, it's probably not going to be a Saquon Barkley because he's going in the top 10. But
Bryce Love.
Bryce Love, let's say. Everything's different and we're a different team.
Right.
I'd be okay with that. If Kirk Cousins leaves, to me at that point, suddenly, in order to compete next year, your defense has to be outstanding. And so you need to draft another Jonathan Allen, or you need to draft another defensive back who can intercept four or five passes and make a ton of plays, or another Zach Brown, an inside linebacker, or a pass rusher who can have 10 sacks opposite Ryan Kerrigan. You need to focus the first few rounds on your defense or on a playmakers in the passing game to elevate the play of either Colt McCoy or if you trade for Andy Dalton. Or if you
it's
go
Alex
get
Alex Smith is available because Pat Mahomes takes over.
By
whatever.
The way, I'd be thrilled if they went and got Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah.
To you, me, that would be the best case scenario in a post-Cousins world to me. Or you would use that first-round pick, frankly, on a quarterback, and you would play that game. Because your chances of hitting are better in the first round than they're going to be in the third or the fourth or the fifth round. But I think to draft a running back, for me, it will only make sense, really, if Cousins is here because you're so much closer. Otherwise, there's just too many other things that you've got to worry about, whereas a running back is like a style points thing that when you're on the precipice of being really good.
I get that thinking. I mean, it's the same way. I mean, this is the extreme example where Oakland thought, we're just a kicker away from being a Super Bowl team. So they drafted Sebastian Janikowski. Now, that's dumb. You should never do that. But I see the line of thinking. To me, that's you're absolutely right. It's the extra expensive rims if your car is fully operational and awesome, and you're going to win drag races in the Fast and the Furious Part 97, whichever one they're on now, right? But I don't think the Redskins are there. To me, I would, as I've stated previously, I would never draft a running back in the first round. And you'd have to do something special to get me to take one in the second round as well.
I think having rules about what you would never do in certain rounds is bad business.
I think it's common sense because the attrition rate at that position is higher than almost
any
other.
But you would never draft AP or Zeke or, you know, there are times where your best player available at a biggest position of need is running back. I mean, there are teams that go into a draft saying, we got to get a running back. And if you're there on the clock and Saquon Barkley's available for you, to say, well, we can't because it's a first-round player, even though he's going to be a Pro Bowler in 2 years, I just think that's crazy. Now, I agree with your general philosophy that running backs in the first round are not a necessity and that they're not as important to draft up high. I'm just saying the more rules you have on when you should and shouldn't do things, I think the worse it is.
Because I understand your position.
Like you're lowering talent pool. It's like saying, I'll never date somebody who's got blonde hair. Well, what if you fall in love with someone with blonde hair? Or now all of a sudden you're trying to find the best fit who's redheaded or, you know, whatever background hair they've got, black hair or whatever.
So, as I've said before, I wouldn't make a good GM. But the other thing is I try to go best practice. And here's what's best practice. The great value on running back are among your top rushers. It's the Jordan Howard. It's the Jay Ajayis. It's the Kareem Hunts. It's the David Johnsons. It's all those guys that are third, fourth, fifth rounders. That's where the value is. When you pay a first-round premium for somebody, you too often, or even a second-round premium, to be honest with you, yeah, sometimes it's LeSean McCoy. Sometimes it's Le'Veon Bell. More often than not, it's a luxury item. More often than not, it's Bishop Sankey. More often than not, it's Jeremy Hill. More often than not, it's somebody that doesn't really help you for a million reasons. Running back has the lowest, retention rate. It's not the right term, but guys get to their second contracts, and that's what you want. You want Ryan Kerrigan to come in, play well for you, get signed to an extension. That's what you want. That's the design. That's how teams are built. Running back has a very low rate of that. For every Adrian Peterson, he's the exception rather than the rule.
But if you got four great years from someone, I think you'd take, like, to me, you should be building your team 3 and 4 years at a time.
Which I can understand.
Because the idea of, like, this, he's not going to be on the team in 6 years. Who cares? I'm not going to be the coach in 6 years.
Right. So, but that's why coaches shouldn't be in charge of that. That's why GM
should be. Right, okay, but I probably won't be the GM potentially in 6 years. I mean, my point is, yeah, you should always be building for the next wave. We talk about how the good teams do it. But there's a difference between evaluating for, hey, this guy could give me 4 good seasons. Well, if he's not worth signing at the end of that deal, then I don't know if I like him. Is there a middle ground we could meet at here where, what about a second-round running back? Because Rob Kelly's undrafted free agent. Samaje Perine was a fourth-round pick who wasn't like at the very beginning of the fourth round, like middle of the fourth round. Mack Brown was an undrafted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they just brought in, this Byron Marshall guy, I don't think was drafted.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. Seriously, I don't know.
No, he went to Oregon. I don't either.
I'm sure he did.
Right. I have no idea either. But my point is, they're basically doing it with undrafted players, sixth rounders, fourth rounders. Matt Jones was a miss on the third round. But because you missed on Matt Jones doesn't mean you should never draft a guy in the third round again. What about a they're going to pick in the middle of the round?
Mid-round picks I'm all about.
How about a mid-second round running back this year?
It's a little early for my taste. I'd have to have my socks blown off. Like a Dalvin Cook type value. I could go that route in the middle of round two. But again, there are too many. My second point, in addition to the attrition rate, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but that's what I keep saying.
I get what you're
saying. Second contract. In addition to that, that is a really high bust percentage.
Longevity is the word.
Longevity may be the one I want. It's a high bust percentage, higher than maybe other positions. That's partly anecdotal. I can't
higher than wide receiver.
I would say that it is.
I'm not sure
in terms of production. I mean, how many David Wilsons? How many Trent Richardsons? I mean, when you go
but
back
you
and look
do
at the
that
first round
wide
picks,
out.
You could.
I think first round wide receivers bust more than any other position. I'm pretty sure that's like the numbers that have been drawn up. But
I'd buy that too. But yeah. I guess so. When I combine those things, combine my two major detriments to the running back early. Then I get I'm not doing it. I will play it safe and draft the best defensive lineman available, best offensive lineman available, and then address my needs otherwise.
Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines on this at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Question being, would you be willing to draft a running back in the first round in this year's draft to add talent to a position where the Redskins just don't have enough of it? Or do you think you have to wait and see what happens at quarterback? Like, are you more or less likely to want to invest a first-round pick at running back if Cousins is or isn't the quarterback? 800-636-1067 is the number. We're Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.